Hey everyone, it's Charlie here, delivering the very disappointing but not entirely unexpected news that we couldn't get an episode up for this week. As most of you know, Will is currently in Spain on holiday, and we were planning on trying to tee one up if we could get the internet working in his hotel and a few other things had to fall into place. It's three different time zones we're working with. We had Spain, we had Michael in the US, and then there's me in Australia. It was just all over the shop. And then to make matters worse, Will's luggage got lost in transit, and so he didn't even have his digital recorder with him to do an episode. So we thought about getting someone to come warm his seat while he's away, but we just sort of ran out of time and options. So we thought, given that Will's on holiday, maybe this will be our buy round for Two Guys, One Cup. But we didn't want to leave you with nothing. So after this little introduction, you'll hear a little bonus Two Guys, One Cup action, which was recorded last week when we had a hell of a time trying to record anything because the internet connection kept dropping out. So what you'll hear is Will's side of things as he struggles to see and hear me on Skype. And then it drifts into a very abstract, artistic sort of one-man show where Will just starts monologuing about what he can see and his feelings. It's very strange, quite artistic, definitely not what you'd expect from an AFL podcast. But that's coming up after this. So I just thought I'd run through the results of last week and my thoughts and then look ahead to next week. So the first game up was the Swans beating North up at SCG. That was a game that North Melbourne had to win for us to sort of find out if they've got the true credentials. But now it begs the question, where do you place North? I mean, it's a very hard assignment beating Sydney up there. They kind of looked like they were matching it for about a half there, but in the end, Sydney were just too good. Brisbane Lions lost to Hawthorn up at the Gabatoir. Wasn't as one-sided as we were predicting. I think, you know, last week we predicted an absolute slaughter, but the Hawks, they still just do what they do, and they get it done, even when they don't play that well. Melbourne, extremely disappointing against Port Adelaide and Alice Springs. Who knows? The big debate about them is selling these home games. I just don't know. I can't get a bead on Melbourne at the moment. St Kilda had a scare against Freo, but thankfully got across the line. Paddy McCartan took one of the best grabs you'll ever see. Go to AFL.com and look at Mark's the Mark of the Year for this week, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Richmond defeated Essendon, continuing their charge towards the finals. I predict there'll be a few more victories in a row, and then the calamitous Richmond collapse. Adelaide defeated GWS. Eddie Betts kicked possibly goal of the year. I mean, it probably is goal of the year. I don't even know why we're talking about it. Just give him the car now. Carlton in the upset of the round. This upsets me. Carlton 5-5 now, looking to make a play for the eight. I just can't abide in Carlton playing well. At least Collingwood lost. If Carlton and Collingwood had both won this week, then I'd be more upset. Collingwood, too many injuries, overrun by the Bulldogs, happy with that result. And then West Coast, of course, did what they had to do against the Gold Coast. So looking ahead to this week, North Melbourne take on Richmond. I get the feeling Richmond might win this. I know it's down, it's in Tassie, I believe. Is that right? Fuck, I don't know. But I think that I think Richmond's going to win this. I think that the bandwagon is up and running. North Melbourne may not be with Todd Goldstein. So that's my lock of the week. Hawthorn versus Melbourne at the MCG. I could also see the Demons winning this game. Disappointing last week. Back at the G, Hawthorn look a bit shaky. So I picked the Ds for that game. Carlton versus Brisbane. Carlton, has to be Carlton, right? Like, they've just got so much goodwill now. They've got the public's love again. They just have to win that one, and it's also at Etihad Stadium. Geelong taking on GWS at Skilled Stadium. Jeez, you'd think Geelong should win. In fact, they will win. They can't have three bad weeks in a row, but GWS are pretty good. I don't know. It's a pretty horrible place to go play football if you're not from Geelong or Moggs Creek. So it's the same thing, really. So I picked Geelong. Gold Coast taking on Sydney at Manuka. Sydney will win that pretty easily, you'd think. Freo taking on Essendon at home. If there's any game that Freo could win, it might be this one. They showed some signs last week. They've got some good players, young kids coming through. Hopefully Tadner doesn't miss a goal from directly in front anymore. Collingwood taking on Port at the MCG. Just Collingwood too, decimated by injury. Can't see them winning that. Port Adelaide, if they've got any chance of doing anything in the finals, have to win that game. Western Bulldogs taking the West Coast Eagles. This could be match of the round, I think. I think, well, I don't know. Fuck, it's hard to... West Coast away from home, who knows what they're going to do. I'll say the Bulldogs just because Will's my mate. And the last game of the round is Adelaide at Adelaide Oval taking on the Saints. Jeez, I mean, I'd love to win this one. I'd love to win this game. I'm just not sure it can happen. I don't think we're quite ready yet. Adelaide have got too much to play for. Their forward line is the best in the league. Fucking Eddie's on fire. Although, we'll put gears on him, who knows. I'm picking the Saints. That's not my luck of the week, but I'm picking the Saints. Anyway, hopefully we can resume normal programming next week. If not, I've got a bit more time up my sleeve. I'll try and find someone to come in and sit in, so at least you get a full episode. But yeah, thank you for listening to this little mini cobbled together episode. Take it away, Will.
This is us not being every week. Can't hear Charlie. I can see you saying hello and then looking quizzically like a dog. One word? One syllable. Bye. I'm going to say it was bye. 42. Yeah. I went to my back's been giving me a bit of trouble, so I went to see a chiropractor, and he was a new guy, so you have to do all the, you know, them getting to used to you. And I know how terrible my body is, but until you have someone brand new, a medical practitioner who sees fucked up bodies all the time, and you see their reaction to you, he's like, "You're really stiff." I was like, "Yeah, I know, mate. I live in this body. This didn't just happen overnight." Hello, mate. Hello. I can hear you. Well, basically now I'm in the office at the house, which up until this point never had internet good enough for me to do a podcast, but I've put in a router. Extender. I put in an extender and I'm extending. I put it in, so it's probably installed wrong. So yeah. No, the reason I extended it and the reason I'm so happy it's working in the office is the extender is actually near the TV, which is the other end of the house, because the Netflix wasn't really working properly. So I got it for the Netflix, but it seems to be doing the job right down here, which is weird because the actual base station is actually closer to here than the extender is. But the extender that's further away seems to be helping the here. I don't know how technology works, Charlie, but it's working and that's what's important. Oh, I do. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I do. The bathroom is in between. So far, so good. Let's not jinx it. Should we just get into it? Let's do the footy. Yep. It's 5:05 p.m. LA time on Thursday, the 26th of May. That's the most precise I've ever been on this podcast, but it's probably Friday, wherever you're listening to this. This is Two Guys, One Cup, our AFL podcast. My name is Will Anderson. Oh my God, we have had the best internet reception right up until this point. And then the second we started this, it sounds like Diplo has got involved. You just did one of those T-Pain, people at home won't hear it, but you are T-Paining the shit out of this right now. It stopped and I didn't actually hear what they said to do, but they've dropped out both calls. So I assume they said drop out both calls. And then I'm going to see if they call back and I'll answer that call. And if they don't, after a while, I'll get curious and I'll just call them myself. That's what normally happens. So that's probably... Anyway, I'm still recording because I nailed the start. But I'll probably just do a quicker start for this next one. Maybe I won't even do the date anymore. Oh, no, I need to do the date. So, you know. Anyway, whatever. I'm alone. How long do I wait? Is this too long? Join call. Maybe I need to join call. Do I need to join call? Hello. Yeah, we really cursed the start of that, didn't we? By the way, Michael, there will be a little rumination that I just did into the microphone of what I thought was happening that you'll be able to hear if you would like. It was just me not really knowing what was going on. Yeah. I just kept rolling, man, because I had some gold to spit while I was sitting here. Nah, it's all right. Michael He's just doing it by mostly by eye. Anyway. Okay, hang on. I don't know. That's bad. No. okay. Well, we have each other. And that's a lot. Shalala. It's not enough for us. Oh, okay. What happened? I heard a message. Where's my message? Let me try it again. Am I going? Okay. I mean, I love the idea, by the way, that like it's one of those things where we were so confident. We were like, this is going so well. Maybe this is a new age of podcasting where this will be really easy. Oh, hang on. Michael has just messaged, which doesn't really say, we started so confidently. This could be this week's podcast. Just the first 15 minutes of us trying to get the podcast going like every week. People get mad about why the podcast's so late. Firstly, we're in different countries, so it's hard to get to time our schedules. But secondly, you know, then it takes us 20 minutes for shit like this to happen because we don't really know what we're doing. I think that's mostly the reason that we don't know what we're doing. I mean, actually, Michael knows what he's doing, but sometimes the internet is just a mystery. You turn it on, you turn it off again. Sometimes the thing that worked last time doesn't work this time. You're like, hang on, but this is the way we've always been doing it. Well, sometimes the way you've always been doing it doesn't work anymore, you know? The magic's gone. It used to work that way, but maybe you've got to get some new moves. Or maybe just that day the internet's not into that thing. Normally they would love it, but you know what? Anyway, I'm here alone. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing again. Before I did call in, but I actually, even though that seemed to work, I got the impression it was the wrong thing that I was meant to do. This last time, someone called me. I don't know if it was Michael or Charlie, but it called and I answered. That's pretty much what I do. I assume that somebody else knows what they're doing more than I know what I'm doing. So basically, if it, you know, a box pops up, I just click it and I go, well, the internet would know more than me, right? Anyway, I'm subscribed to 2,000 porn sites. No. Anyway, stop talking. I've been podcasting all afternoon. I should stop talking. That's why I'm so rambling. I've heard nothing more after the hmm. Oh, hang on. Should I? What am I doing? What are they doing? Do you think I should message in again? Is that what I need to do? Okay, fuck, I'll do that. Okay. I buzzed in for a bit, but that seemed like no one was answering me. So what I'm going to get from that is that I think they didn't want me to call in. So that's basically what I've done right now. I said, I think they didn't want me to call in. So I have called in, but then I stopped calling in. Like, it was long enough for them to answer if they'd wanted me, if they were there. If they were there waiting, that was my real fear. I didn't want them to be there waiting in Skype. And I was just sitting here like an idiot waiting. Now, there is a little thing underneath where it says type a message here, where I could just type a message and go, what's going on? But, oh, here we go. It's Riggy again. Let's have a go at this. Hello. Hello, Michael. How are you? Yeah. You can't hear me. What is going on with the internet today? Okay. What do we do? Okay, Michael's going to put me on hold at the moment. He tests something. It actually comes up on the screen. You have been put on hold. There you go. This is like the world's worst DVD commentary. This is the commentary of me trying to get the program started. This would be like, we'll release it as a bonus episode. It'll be like the worst bonus episode ever. Hey, did you hear episode whatever it is of Two Guys, One Cup? You know, where Will almost got through the intro and then it's just 15 minutes of him rambling like a crazy person into a fucking microphone jammed in his office. They thought they had a really good reception at the start. Anyway, let's see. Michael is going to wonder if I'm like just talking to myself or talking to him. Can you hear me? You can't hear me? Okay. He's going to log out and log back in again. That's what he told me in my headphones. I assume you guys can't hear that. because he's not talking into a microphone that's being recorded, whereas I am. So I think I just heard voices in my head and you heard me reacting to those voices. So that's basically what's happened. But basically what was going on was I could hear him, but he could not hear me. He could see me. We had a line in, and the same thing had been happening with him and Charlie. Now, this is not something that normally happens. Here, I heard that little boom, boom that you get in your headphones when Skype's about to happen. And I think that means that at some stage, somebody will call me again. Again, I feel like the thing we have resolved is me not calling is the right thing to do. So I feel like if nothing else, we've learned that today. And that's something that's bothered me for a couple of weeks. I never knew. I always assumed everybody else organized it, and then I just came in at the last moment. That seems to be the best way to arrange things. But I'm glad to see that it also is the way that things are arranged, because nobody should be leaving me in charge of anything. I'm an idiot. We've left in charge of a microphone. Oh, here we go. Look, it's ringing again. Let's give it another go. Here we go. It's ringing. And Charlie is there. I can see Charlie. I can hear Charlie, and he over-enunciated that one. Sorry, I've been doing a continual commentary of this. It's like the world's worst DVD commentary track ever. It's just me rambling about what's going on and describing to the people at home like every bit of this. Now he can see me. Now he can hear me. So now we're both here. But I mean, I did not call you because I didn't know what the call etiquette was. Are you recording at the moment? Ah, okay. I've been recording this whole time. If you had been recording, he could have dropped in I heard the boom boom noise, like the Skype one, not the Law and Order one. So I think that Michael might be about to join us on the line or something. That feels like what's going to happen. But I've been talking to the listener in my weird monologue, as it will be, because you're.
I've
not,
just started
recording.
I've just started recording fact- now. So.
Okay. Cool. So. Yeah. Michael's back as well. Okay, what a great time.
Yeah. So do you want to just tell Michael what you've been doing the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, Michael, I have almost a mini weird podcast that I've just done alone where I've described to everybody all the shitty things that have been happening. So I reckon there might be something we can kind of package up as a little weird bonus thing if we get going after this.
Yeah. A horrible, horrible bonus that no one will ever want to listen to.
I have already acknowledged that in this podcast, Charlie, that there will be people who are like, what are you doing? But I'm an insane man. I debated for ages what the call etiquette was, whether we were meant to initiate the calls or whether we should wait for Michael to initiate the calls, and that there was a message button there, but I should just message that. But I was like, nah, I just need to work it out. Anyway, it's ramblings of a madman.
All right. While we have connection, let's go for it. I reckon I'm rolling.
Okay.
And you're rolling? Can I see Michael?
It is Thursday, May the 26th in Los Angeles. It is Friday, May the 27th in Australia. This is Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL podcast. My name is Will Anderson.
And I'm Charlie Clawson, and we're speaking really quickly because we don't know how long this connection's going to last.
We are two guys, one cup.